Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Bring in Reginald Atatula. Let me do it officially. Am I saying
okay,
it right?
Okay, yes,
I saying it right?
You're on it.
Reginald Atatula. I know it's not quite Cajun, Southern Louisiana, but that's where I got the comfort level of just rolling Atatula out there.
You're cooking. Yeah, you're doing a good job. Now, of course, I got to make sure you know it is Nigerian. Yoruba. Yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm putting on for my people. But I respect the, how you got to the place. I like what you're doing there.
Yeah, that's just why I feel all right about it. You know, I was telling Tyler earlier, man, like, boy, you get me coming from Baytown. I can roll an R.
There you go.
But we know we was at a random sports bar. I'm having to roll three or four of them together.
Yeah.
Now I get exposed.
Yeah.
Now I get exposed. So that's a little bit of a problem. But no, Reg, he drives in the loop.
If that's what you can call driving.
Yeah,
you
know. No, that's driving.
Okay.
Look here.
Right.
I'm doing my damnedest to drive this one.
No, you're doing a great job. I've been out here enjoying the hell. I've been finding myself like this, talking back to you like we on the air, and I'm like, hey, you're not on air right now.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. No, this is a different animal over here now. I got a ton of respect for what you guys do driving this thing. So. But, man, I just wanted you to come on with us, man, and chop up this game. This is a monster game for the Texans. It's a big game around the entire NFL. Isn't it beautiful to be in a spot as a Texans fan here where, not only is your team – like, last year was fun, winning 10 games, going to the playoffs or whatever, but now your team is in a national – our team is in a national spotlight of – you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better, more important, more – meaningful game in the NFL this week than the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you can't do it. I've been calling it the game of the week, right?
Yep.
And that says a lot about where the Texans are now, is that even you don't have to be on a primetime game in order to be the game of the week. Like, people are still going to have that level of attention just because of what you are doing, what you're capable of doing, I should say, because I think we all still want them to put the full article together. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
They need to do it all the way around.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's encouraging that at least that they've said so much as well in all the various press and media availability.
Reg, how big do you think this game is, Reg? I mean, to me, it's a measuring stick game. I think Luke and I disagree a little bit. I think Brandon Scott disagreed with me yesterday as well. I think this is the biggest game of the D'Amico Ryans era, and I'm including playoff games last year. And now I'm saying that from a standpoint of the expectations. Last year, you're playing with house money, man. I mean, yeah, those games were big, and I get it and all that. And they're playoff games versus regular season games. But in terms of going into a game, what does that victory mean to the organization This is a measuring stick game. This is a validate all the national talk about how good we are, validate all of that in one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think
it's the biggest game.
I think you can make the case for it, and I mentioned this in the loop because I think I heard Mike Florio make this note, and it's something I looked back and I was like, oh, he's kind of right about it. The Texans in this C.J. Stroud era is the way that I'll describe it, in the D'Amico Ryans era, they haven't won a game that they weren't supposed to win yet. They've won the games that they're supposed to win, probably lost the games that they were supposed to lose, and then, you know, there's a little bit of fudging in the middle there.
Sure.
But this would be one of those a lot closer to you won a game that you probably weren't supposed to win, especially when you're talking about the likes of Josh Allen, the way that they played early. In fact, if you did not have last week immediately in front of it, we would be talking about this in an entirely different way. And so I'm super excited if they can manage to get this done, which it is not nearly out of the realm of possibility. I think that you could make that case that this is the biggest win that they have in that era. And it would prove a lot of things, especially when you come to the expectation that you're talking about. This would be the fulfillment of that, because in the first 4 weeks, we have not seen the fulfillment of that. We've seen the proof of concept. We've seen C.J. Stroud go out there and play out of his mind and, you know, do all the things that he's supposed to do right and lead the game-winning drive. You've seen the defense be pretty stout in places in spits and spurts. We've seen Nico Collins be, as I like to call him, the boogeyman now. Like, we've seen all of these things, but we haven't seen it all the way together. And if they were able to win against the Buffalo Bills, I think you'd have to see a good amount of that.
So then with that said, on the flip side, and forgive me for skewing negative, if they were to lose this game.
Oh, negative-ass Luke. I can't believe it. Luke, I mean, you're going to be...
Is that my boy Ron?
Say they lose this.
Is that your Tyler? Is that your boy Ron?
I've already been confused for Tyler out here, so I might as well confuse me for everyone else. If they were to lose this game, right, and you're looking at 3-2, and you're looking at losing to the Vikings, the Bills, the two best teams on the schedule to this point, how much would you take from that game or from the first five games? Or would it just be, hey, Bills are a really good team in the AFC, we're still getting better? If they were to lose, what would be your take if we were to look ahead, you know, on these first five games?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sidestep that a little bit, but because it really depends on how.
Yeah.
If you lose close, right? Like, if you it's the process. It's one of the things I've loved about stepping in and being able to cover this Texans team, is knowing that this is a team that is governed by process as opposed to results. Results can get you in. You need the results. Don't get me wrong. But results can get you into a bad place. They are focused on process. How are we getting there? So if you manage to lose this game, but you lose it close, and you run the ball well, and the mistakes aren't there, and you just get beat, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they get out here and it's the same issues, if they can't run the football against a team that has not been able to stop the run,
right,
if it's beating yourself, Texans beating the Texans, as D'Amico Ryans put it, then I got real issues, because it's no longer just, hey, we're trying to figure it out. You've gone up against two really good opponents and not be able to put it together circumstance. Then we're going to have to recalibrate expectations, as we talked about. Then we start bringing this back to, okay, win the division, figure yourself out, even with the understanding that you've bought in, you've allocated resources in order to be able to compete this year. Then you'd have to talk about recalibrating expectations, and I think that'd be definitely a disappointment.
Reg, I catch some, a little bit of flack, I think, for kind of my belief and my feels about winning it all. You know, I don't like the conversation about the greatness of quarterbacks and just boiling it down to Super Bowl wins. I don't like boiling it down to MVPs, obviously, as a regular season. You know, it's such a, like, to me, when you get to the top four, like, literally where you're in the conversation, legit conversation, like, we got proof that you belong there.
Yes, sir.
Of the top four teams in the NFL, NFC Championship, AFC Championship, that's where I want to live. Because you get in that game on paper, and really in over a 17-game season, everybody belongs, anybody could win it all. And now it's about, a lot of the times, it's about being hot at the right time. It's about the ball bouncing your way. It's about strengths versus – it's about matchups. It's about all different things. All I want my team to do ultimately is live in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, you give yourself a chance to win, right? Like, I think you've highlighted one of the things about this, especially in a single elimination tournament, right? Yeah. Like, we all understand the volatility that exists in a single elimination tournament. We see that every March, right? But if you put yourself in the situation where you always have an opportunity, especially if you are a good team and as good as you believe yourself, eventually, being in that space time and time again, you'll get through. But you need to put yourself into that space, and there's steps to even get yourself in that space.
Hello, Sunday.
And that's where we're at right now.
Yeah,
right? Like, that's where we're at right now. I need to see you. I've said it. I've called it revving the engine. I need to know that you can go 120.
Yep.
Right now, we've seen that, oh, well, you know, the brakes are good and, you know, the fuel injection are like, but the parts are all there. The parts need to come together and make a car that goes up to speed, you know?
Yeah, it's like a stupid saying that they used to say is you can't knock over a vending machine in one try. You just rock it back and forth till you get
there.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.